When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about how do narcissists behave at work? How do narcissists behave in the workplace? How do they act in the warehouse or the office? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. And welcome to episode 992 of the Narcissist Code. Boom, drum roll, please. Welcome back, folks. So yes, narcissistic people, toxic ass people in the workplace. How do they act? How do they behave? What is going on inside the mind of a narcissistic person that you work with? This is one of the questions that I get a lot, y'all. The narcissistic person in my life is my boss or my coworker and whatnot. Y'all, so we're gonna tackle all of that in this one video, because I don't like doing a series. I have a video series coming up here pretty soon, but I don't like doing a series on YouTube because, I don't know, YouTube just doesn't show them to people. Let's keep it hot. If you work with a narcissistic person, right, and y'all are on the same level, they typically want to get to know you. I mean, they could just absolutely ignore you, spread rumors about you, and make it seem like you're a horrible coworker or a horrible friend or whatever that is. But you do get the narcissistic coworker, right, that will try to get to know you. That will, it's kind of like they love bomb you, but it's like a work bomb. Because you have this, like, a lot of times, if you're working 9 to 5 or whatever, including commute, you might spend more time at work than you do at home with your family. You know, more time awake at work than you do at home with your family, because you're sleeping and you're working and whatever. So you might spend more time at work with these people. So they might work bomb you or friend bomb you or whatnot in the workplace. So now you have a work friend. You see what I'm saying? Now you're sharing your deepest, darkest secrets with this person at work. You're sharing, y'all are going back and forth because you feel like they're sharing information with you as well. You might have felt like you found your best friend. Then all of a sudden the rumors start, you start hearing the little rumors about you. It's like, wait, what? They take the information that you tell them and they might use it. They might weaponize it against you. In other friend groups, they say they're separate friend groups at work, right? And there's a certain group of friends, certain group of people that you don't like at work, but the narcissistic person happens to be friends with them as well. They're going to go back and forth spreading rumors about you. They might talk junk about the other group of people to you, but they're also doing the same thing about you to them. Like, a lot of narcissists are like gossip, you know, they're super gossipy, super chatty as hell. They like to spread rumors. They like to, you know, start little smear campaigns in the workplace. And sometimes they don't know you, like, when people don't know where the rumor starts, it typically starts with that narcissistic person. Because there are a lot of narcissists, y'all, in the workplace and just in real life in general. They like to scheme. They like to turn people against each other because it makes them feel empowered. They like to do things in the workplace because it makes them feel like they're in control of something. Even if they're like a lower level employee, entry level employee, I'm going to say lower level, an entry level employee, they feel like they are entitled to more benefits and more things because they are them. That's when, you know, that's one of the signs of narcissism is extreme entitlement. You know, sometimes they might seem like they're more covert and you won't be able to tell that they're narcissistic people. But a lot of times you get into the workplace, you get the loud, boisterous person that's on the same level as you, that acts like your boss, that acts like your supervisor, that tries to tell you what to do because they feel like they're above you just because they are them. They feel like they're entitled to be above you. And if you don't, like I said, if you don't get in line with what they want, that's when the rumors will start. That's when they might try to get you fired from your job. That's when they might actually start to try to, like, if you just, I don't know, if you have something going on at work with somebody else, they might try to take your work life and interfere with your family life. They might start spreading rumors to your household about you. Hey, so Lee's at work. Just so you know, I don't know you, but Lee's at work. I work with your husband, Lee, and he's at work. getting close and snuggling with somebody else. Just feel like I should let you know. I'm not trying to start anything. I just feel like I should let you know. They love, like, now, narcissists love that type of stuff right there. I promise you they do. I promise you. That's one of the things that narcissists love to do. They love to kind of be covertly in the workplace, covertly be the center of attention, but not also be the center of attention. It's like they're covert. Like they know they started these rumors. They know that they got the workplace in disarray, but nobody really knows who can pinpoint it to except the narcissist. Like, no, I did this. They love watching a plan come together in the workplace, especially if it leads to somebody getting fired, somebody getting in trouble, a friendship dissolving, them getting promoted or whatever, them getting put above you in the workplace. That happens so damn much, y'all. So that's what I'm telling people. If you're dealing with a narcissistic person, this is part of the process that you might have to encounter. This is part of the thing that you might have to deal with right here. So that narcissistic person in your life, they typically don't care how what they are doing is going to affect you. You know, they typically are only there to serve themselves. So they don't care how what they do, their actions, their behaviors, how they are going to affect you in any way, shape or form. So you have to prepare yourself for that. You have to get, you know, you have to keep it moving for that in that dynamic, in that instance right there. Because if you don't, then you get tied up in these situations. You know, but like I said, if the narcissistic person in your workplace is your boss, oh my goodness, or the CEO, somebody, one of the quote unquote higher ups, it could be a whole new space to be in. It could be a whole new relationship dynamic to deal with. It could be a whole, it can drive you crazy. It can literally drive you crazy. Because the way that they feel, their mood, their internal mood is going to affect the whole entire workplace. Like, it's really like being in a toxic abusive relationship because you don't know what person is coming through that door. You don't know if your boss is going to be happy or sad, and that's going to affect the work. It could definitely affect the workplace in a negative way. And they might, if you are the target of their anger or their rage, even if you didn't do anything to them, they're going to take it out on you. So you might not have done anything to wrong this person, but they feel like they need to target you. They feel like they needed to take it out on you. You didn't wrong me, but I'm to make myself feel better about myself, I'm going to try to make your life harder. So you do get a lot of toxic narcissistic bosses that will try to make your life harder because they are not happy with themselves, even if they are your boss. You know, they act like they rule you. Like they claim dominion over your life. They love, y'all, narcissists love being in positions of power. I'm going to do another video about that. But they love being in the position of power because it makes them feel just invigorated. Like, you know, when you grow up, you know, y'all might not know this, but growing up as a narcissist, you feel like there's a lot of stuff that's outside of your control. So when you get a position of power and things are inside of things, you can control things. Like, I'm in control of things. It makes you feel so powerful to feel like you were finally in control of something. So you take that control and you wield it like a damn sword. Like you start bopping people with your sword, with your controlling sword. Anytime somebody says something to you, it's like you taking your childhood trauma and anger out on them. Bap, they unsheathe that childhood trauma sword and start smacking their employees with it. You know? And sometimes they do it in a very covert manner. It's just like being in a toxic workplace with a narcissistic boss is kind of like you're their children. They're just like a toxic parent. They have scapegoat children and golden child children / employees. You know, they have golden employees and scapegoat employees. The scapegoat employees get the crap end of the stick, so to speak. The scapegoat employees get treated like crap. Everything gets blamed on them. They get forced to work overtime. They get all the crappy jobs, they rarely ever get any type of recognition for the jobs that they do. And the boss will take, if they do good, the boss will take credit for it. Like, yeah, I did that for them. Yeah, congratulations to them. But they wouldn't have done that without me. You see what I'm saying? They do that type of stuff right there. They pull you into it. They pull you into that space. They pull you into that dynamic. They yank you in there. And that's the type of stuff that they will continuously do because that's what the type of stuff they love to do. That's what narcissists love to do. They love to be in control. They love to have that power. They love to, you know, be in charge of things. So they love to take credit for it. The scapegoat employee gets beaten down, gets blamed for everything. Like you always feel like you're skating. You pretty much always feel like you're skating on thin ice, pretty much. That's a saying that a lot of people use. You're skating on thin ice because this toxic narcissistic boss makes the workplace damn near unlivable. Like, you know, like, I don't, my workplace feels uninhabitable. It's so toxic here. I hate working here. I hate being here. So a lot of people get into these spaces where that's the dynamic right there. Yeah. You fall into this space. You fall into this kind of chasm of toxicity in the workplace. But the golden employee gets the praise. You get praised. You damn near are the boss's kid. You know, you're like the boss's child, which in that space right there, you're like the boss's child. Like, they treat you like a kid. Like, they're model. Like, if the boss sees themselves in you, so they treat you good. You get the praise. You know, you like the second in command sometimes and whatnot. You know, other they use triangulation in the workplace as well, where they will pit employees against each other. Like, they will put the golden employee against the scapegoat employees, you know, to make it feel like they will just give the scapegoat, the golden employee, all the praise, making the scapegoat employees jealous. So the scapegoat employees might not like the golden employee. You see, that's how isolation works in the workplace as well, because people don't want to be around the golden employee because they feel like he might tell or she might tell. Or they just, like, you know, they're brown, what do they call them, brown noser or whatever. You know, you stick your face in somebody's butt, you end up being a brown noser. But that happens. Just like that right there in that space. They turn people against each other in the workplace. And just like the lower level narcissistic person in the workplace, they love to, when their plan comes together, they love being able to take credit for everything everything positive that happens within this space, within this dynamic, you know. That's how it goes. That's how it happens. That's the space that a lot of people fall into. That's the dynamics that a lot of people fall into. So you have to be ready for that in the workplace. And it's tough, y'all. I'm not trying to make it seem like it's easy. I know it's tough. I know it's tough dealing with a narcissist. I am a narcissist. I have a personality disorder. I understand the space that a lot of y'all fall into. But thank y'all for tuning into this episode, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to this channel. You subscribe to my newsletter. My very first video series and course community will be released here in the next week or so. It's the 7 stages of narcissistic abuse. Understanding narcissistic abuse from the perspective of a narcissist. Y'all, it's going to be well in depth. The link to my newsletter is in the description of every video and podcast that I do. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. Mental Healness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.